From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. We begin today with Afghanistan. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is meeting with President Bush today at Camp David. The U.S. regards President Karzai as one of this country's strongest allies in the fight against al-Qaeda. Here's Mr. Bush speaking earlier today.
Appreciate your strong stance for freedom and justice, and I'm proud to call you an ally in this war against those who would wreak havoc in order to deny people a chance to live in peace.
And President Karzai responded with this.
President Bush felt very much with the Afghan people that he calls the Afghan people allies in the war against terror and friends, and that he is as much concerned as I am as the Afghan people are.
But in Afghanistan, there is increasing dismay over civilian casualties from U.S. and NATO operations. Afghan officials report more than 300 civilians killed so far this year. Most have died in NATO airstrikes.
President Karzai has repeatedly demanded that NATO inform his government before launching strikes near villages. But the bombings continue, and so do civilian deaths.
Earlier, I spoke with the Afghan ambassador to the UN, Zahir Tanin. He said the deaths are making things much worse in Afghanistan.
It is very, very important for our government, as well as for our international partners, to win the war for heart and mind. And at the same time, I think, as everybody knows, that Afghan people welcomed the military intervention led by the United States. But when bombings are going wrong and there are collateral damages and there is increased civilian death, people may change their view, may think differently, and they don't expect something like this to happen repeatedly by our friends.
Well, especially in May. There was a bombing in May, and after that, President Karzai said it is intolerable for these kinds of bombings and missions to continue. He's not just asking for the coalition and NATO forces to think about collateral damage. He says you must tell us before you carry out these bombing missions, isn't he?
Yes, he was very clear about this.
When you tell the leader of the NATO forces, when you told the American generals who were running the coalition forces that you expected consultation and cooperation, what is their response to you? What do they say?
I think there was no negative response.
They don't say no.
They don't say no.
But if they listen but don't do what you want, what then?
Then we all lose the battle for heart and mind. We will lose the support of Afghan people. It is very important for us, for the Afghan government, as well as for the international community, to invest in the support of Afghan people.
Was it 3 years ago that Afghanistan was recognized again as a sovereign nation after the U.S.-led invasion and the driving out of the Taliban and a series of elections and things that Afghanistan went through to have its own constitutional government again? Has it been 3 years?
Yes.
Can it be said that Afghanistan truly has a sovereign government if you cannot control the activities of foreign military forces who are in your country?
Afghanistan is a sovereign government. And the Afghan president and the Afghan parliament were elected by millions of Afghans. At the same time, we have to be aware of the specificity, of the particularity of the situation in Afghanistan. Afghanistan was controlled by al-Qaeda and their local allies, the Taliban. The intervention, the international intervention, helped the Afghan people to start, rebuild their country and national sovereignty. But if there is no cooperation, a perception emit can be created that it is not a sovereign state and there are foreigners who have free hands to do anything they want to do in Afghanistan.
It's really a terrible dilemma for you. You can't exist without these security forces, but there are going to be these ongoing problems as long as they're there.
We have to overcome the dilemmas, but I think the key is the cooperation and understanding of the situation.
There have been, I think, more than 300 civilian deaths so far this year in Afghanistan from these bombings, from military actions. How much is President Karzai going to be talking about this with President Bush?
I think that is one of the issues that is going to be discussed in Camp David. I think President Karzai as well as President Bush are aware that they have to do something on about this. But we have to bear in mind that when we are alarmed about the civilian casualties caused by counterterrorism military actions, the Taliban and the terrorists are primarily responsible for the death of many, many Afghan civilians, Afghan innocent people, children, people who have no relations to the war. The Taliban are primarily responsible for the miseries still we have in the country, we face in the country.
The ambassador to the United Nations from Afghanistan, Zahir Tanin. Mr. Ambassador, thank you.
Thank you very much.
We had scheduled an interview with the State Department's Nicholas Burns on another topic, nuclear threats. You'll hear that later in the show. But we also asked him to react to the comments of Ambassador Tanin.
American planes and the planes of other countries, of course, are conducting air operations, military operations. It is a war zone, and there is an enemy there that is doing its very best to try to defeat our own forces. So our forces have to act in self-defense. But as they also have to act, and they do act, in coordination with the Afghan National Army. And there is a high degree of coordination in what we do. It's not always perfect. It's not always possible in a war zone to check every action with the Afghan military commanders, but as we most often work together, we have achieved that degree of coordination. What we've not been able to do is eliminate the possibility that the Taliban will sometimes hide in civilian areas, and they'll sometimes misrepresent what has happened afterwards. It is a very difficult proposition, but I can assure you we're doing our very best, and we're giving a lot of thought into the effort to minimize civilian casualties.
Nicholas Burns of the State Department. He'll join us later in the program for other subjects. Mr. Burns, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mohammed Tahir Kadiri is a political science student in the northern Afghan town of Mazar-e-Sharif, and we've called him up to ask him what Afghans think their president should say to President Bush. Mohammed, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
And let me ask you, this problem of civilian casualties in Afghanistan, is that what people there are talking about?
Well, a lot of people are concerned about that, especially in the south of Afghanistan. So they think that now the NATO or the ISAF or the coalition forces who have come to Afghanistan, they are targeting the civilians rather than targeting the Taliban or the insurgents. So this is, you know, a main point that our president should talk about this with President Bush.
Mohammed, when you hear your president ask that the NATO forces, and before that the U.S.-led forces, that they inform the government of Afghanistan before they carry out raids in villages or carry out bombing missions, when he asks for that and still these things continue to happen, what do you think of the government?
Well, I would say that the government wouldn't be a competent government in that case.
You're at the university there, yes?
Yep.
And you've just finished your exams. Tell me, what do young people at the university think about the future of Afghanistan at this point?
Well, the people, I mean, the students are really open-minded at university. So they are really optimistic to the future of Afghanistan. But some of them are really, you know, pessimistic. And most of them who I know are leaving the country. Today, I said goodbye to one of my friends, one of my classmates who's leaving for Russia. And when I asked him why he's doing that, he said that he's not really optimistic to the future of Afghanistan because he's, you know, watching TV every night and he's hearing that, you know, every day the number of suicide attacks, the number of explosions are increasing in Afghanistan. When people graduate from university, they don't have a good future. For example, let's say if I graduate next year, what will I do? Nothing. Just I will work in an NGO that I can do it now.
Well, what are your plans? What do you think you're going to do?
I'm going to be the next president of Afghanistan.
You are, huh? What's your platform going to be? Well, why are people going to vote for you?
A lot of people are going to vote for me, cast their vote for me, because I have really a strong public image here in the city. I'm really famous because I'm on TV sometimes, you know, once a week, and I do the English news bulletin in English in one of the TVs here.
You're a VJ on a popular music video show there, yes?
That's right.
And what do you play? What sorts of videos are popular? Western or Afghan?
Western. I usually collect Western songs, let's say like Madonna, like Michael Jackson, Jennifer Lopez, and then Britney Spears. When this program was firstly broadcast on this TV, a lot of people, a lot of mullahs were opposite this program, and they were denouncing this program. They were saying that, oh, this is, you know, against Islam, and a lot of people were against this program. But, you know, I have my, of course, supporters as well.
Is it possible now for someone your age to say in Afghanistan, I really don't care what the mullahs say. I do plan a life in media and politics, and Afghanistan is a country where that kind of life is possible now.
I mean, it is really difficult. If a mullah knows, I'll just get killed. they will shoot me dead. But still, I will say I'm not afraid of anyone because I haven't done anything wrong. So how can I be frightened? We are Muslim, but we don't have to be fundamentalist.
Okay, but you're a university student. You've studied overseas at Oxford in Britain. So these are your views. But in Afghanistan, in this town of Mazar-e-Sharif, how many people would vote for this kind of future for Afghanistan?
Well, not a lot. I would say, well, not a lot. But, you know, step by step, we can do it. I'm sure we can do it.
Mohammad Tahir Kadiri, a student of political science and a teacher of English in the northern Afghan town of Mazar-e-Sharif. Mohammad, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for, you know, permitting me to talk on this show.